A Matter of Spirit is the quarterly justice journal of the Intercommunity Peace and Justice Center. This article appeared in the winter 2018 issue on New Monasticism. Sacred Activism and the Monastic Life by Rick Salmon. Rick Salmon is a pastoral assistant for social justice at St. Leo Parish in Tacoma, Washington. He also manages sustainable honeybee apiaries and educational projects in partnership with area schools, the parish, and Le Arche Farm and Garden. The monastic way of life is an integral part of who we are, regardless if one is a vowed religious or layperson. Pulling back from the busyness of life is essential to quality of life. We are creatures of flesh and spirit, and it is the act of seeking out solitude to pray and reflect that keeps intact both of these expressions of our humanity. One could say that our society and each of us suffers when the equilibrium between life in the flesh and spirit is disturbed. It is expressed in excessive consumption, social disconnection, and other dysfunctions. The Christian tradition calls us to carry the light of Christ into our world. Christianity is dynamic and active. We are called to bring forth the good news of salvation and love to all, and must understand solitude in a particular way for us to fulfill this mission. Our solitude is to be in the service of making us all whole, as God intended. The pulling away from society that has defined monastic life is not a complete understanding of its purpose. A monastic withdraws from society in order to initiate the process of deepening her or his relationship with God. However, it's the re-embrace of our wounded world with love that completes this deepening of the relationship. It is the reflective and engaged monastic life that teaches us that God is in and all around us, compelling us to act. This is sacred activism, lovingly laboring for the common good, grounded in contemplation, seeking a deeper relationship with God, the creator and sustainer of life. Linking our contemplative and active selves in service is vital for a truly monastic life, particularly in today's society, which suffers from narcissism and the inability to see life's interconnections and intrinsic value. We cannot deeply accept interconnectedness or honor intrinsic value without living a reflective life. It is the foundation of our actions. This reminds me of the Buddhist tradition of mindfulness that is so core to the work for peace and nonviolence. At one time, I was a Capuchin Franciscan friar. Although the Franciscans are not strictly monastic, contemplation was key to our fraternal life, to our work on behalf of those in need, and to the cause of social justice. Contemplation and the monastic practice of withdrawing from society in purposeful, limited ways is a means of acquiring deeper self-knowledge, giving space to discern the Spirit of God. Simply, monasticism is a means of seeking a closer union with the divine. The concept of new monasticism is rediscovering and engaging in a deep and personal search for God. Perhaps it is a withdrawal from society, as with the Desert Fathers and the early European monasticism, or perhaps from a Franciscan perspective, it is discovering the divine in all creation, or allowing God to be discovered in the present moment, such as in simple tasks like washing a dish. What is important is that we seek God with every fiber of our being. The connection being sought with the divine is never solely an I and God relationship, exclusive in nature, but an us-we relationship. Seeking greater union with the divine is never exclusive, but always inclusive with an outward expression of love for the other. The traditions of the Desert Fathers gave meaning to the Christian community, praying without ceasing. Through the Benedictine communities, the emerging European societies found stability. With the Franciscans came an understanding of the humanity of Christ, and that the divine can be seen in all of creation. The product of contemplation is a deeper understanding of the divine for all of humanity, not just the individual. If one's deepening relationship with God is not linked to an outward expression of love and compassion for others, it is false and not of God. Perhaps the initial reaction to tragedy or disillusionment is to withdraw from the pain of it all, but God draws one back into communion with others and the created world, as this is where God is found. This is a pattern of monastic practices through the ages. The early Desert Fathers fled to the desert to find deeper meaning to faith, and their search blossomed into a discipline of prayer foundational to Christianity. Saint Benedict is believed to have been disillusioned by the immorality of Roman society. Through his personal pain, he helped establish the Benedictine movement with his rule of monastic life. Through war and sickness, St. Francis discovered and proclaimed the humanity of God and that the vestige of God is found in all of creation. Christians believe in an incarnate God, so by this very understanding, we believe that God is all around us, in human relationships, the wonders of science, culture, and creation. Sacred activism is mindful action, rooted deep in both this understanding of God's incarnation in all of creation and in the desire to cooperate with God's Spirit in bringing the dream of salvation to fulfillment. Our faith is dynamic and active through many expressions of monasticism. Benedictine communities offer retreats, spiritual direction, and programs for the greater community to foster a deeper spiritual life and to promote activism by leadership development and empowering the faith communities to address the issues of our day, such as care for creation and social injustices. The Franciscan family throughout the country supports and engages in direct service to those in need, addresses systemic injustices, and promotes care for creation. We are all equally called to sacred activism, to deepen our relationship and love with God, our neighbor, and creation. Discover your call and act boldly in prayer and action. Seek out fellowship in your faith journey and know that it is deeply rooted in tradition. Above all, know that you are not alone in this journey.